The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks.
I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly.
We got you, James.
All righty. Welcome, folks.
I feel welcomed.
Yeah. We need the engineers in Austin are attempting an audio miracle, so everybody sit tight for a moment so they can sort it all out. You can't make us run. Raised on shotgun.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies.
And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Well, the deal is
I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him.
Now I've got two Hank Williams.
We're obviously being jammed by the other side there, James.
Yeah.
Well, I have a nice clear signal. So I can carry on while we figure this out.
Okay, I'll tell you what, folks, George will carry on. This is the Trump phenomenon. And I'm going to just check out and then ask the engineer to bring me back in.
Rock and roll.
George, carry on.
We're carrying on. All right. Ahoy, RBN listeners. Thursday, June 8th on the Trump phenomenon. It's already 6 after 9. Hopefully many of you, like me, have been listening for the last couple of hours to the USS Liberty folks. Fascinating and heart-wrenching stories about valor at sea. It's all very impressive. Now, for me, kind of an insider, I was at sea in the Navy in the early 80s. I know a few things about what it's like out in the Med. I was never in combat or being attacked like the folks on the Liberty were. But hearing stories of damage control parties trying to keep each other afloat and alive and being hit by shrapnel and incoming fire from someone who we thought was supposed to be our friend. Pretty harrowing stories. So, like James had mentioned to the folks who've been on the air last hour, that you know, our show is your show whenever you want. If any of you are still listening, we'd be glad to have you. But, yeah, the 50-year anniversary of the USS Liberty. And my hat's off to American Free Press Journal. Has a full-page ad for the new Liberty movie. It's on page 4. An outstanding journal. You read much about the Liberty. I mean, the Liberty is advertised in there all the time, and as it should be. But a lot of us have been trying to watch or not watch the James Comey phenomenon, which mostly makes me want to throw up more than anything else. And
Kelso back.
Ah, James, I was rambling and you can stop me. That's good.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, my apologies. I was enjoying the previous show, tribute to the men of the USS Liberty, and in order to do that, I had the live stream. What you can do, what you, you know, should do when you're listening, is have the live stream going there at republicbroadcasting.org. And I had that. I didn't see it behind my Skype. So, engineer, it was exactly as you thought. Mea culpa. I had two streams running, and that's why I was hearing two Republic Broadcastings. Now, let's get on with the show. I feel doubly bad trying to follow the crew members of the USS Liberty. They should be on the air constantly. And so I made an offer. I don't know whether you heard this at the end of their show. I made an offer that anytime the USS Liberty crew members want to, or any of the men associated working with them, like men who were on the USS Davis, that anytime they want to, that came to the rescue of the USS Liberty, that they want airtime, any amount of time on my show is theirs for the taking. And all they need to do is contact John Stattmiller or contact me. And the way to contact me, folks, is call me right here. I just turned the volume down on my cell phone. It's 701-317-5317 here in North Dakota. George is with us from Maryland. Paul Fromm not with us yet tonight. Here on June 8th, 2017. And it's always easy for me to remember the commemoration day of the courage of the Liberty crew members, because it happens to be June 8th is my birthday, when Phil Turney was 20 years old, I think, on the Liberty. I turned 19 that day and was in Europe, actually, at that time, in Paris, of all places, or somewhere in Europe, but I was based in Paris. And so it's always easy for me to remember the day that we need to remember the USS Liberty. And I have here my copy of Erasing the Liberty. I was just reading the chapter, rereading the chapter beginning on page 123, entitled Doc, which is the story of Doc Keepfer, who was on the ship that day. And what an incredible, just to give you an idea, listen to this, and this is one reason you need to buy this book, Erasing the Liberty. And to help get the movie made, send in $50 rather than $25, and you'll get a copy autographed by Phil Turney, as I did. He says, author and journalist Eileen Fleming, who has been a major USS Liberty supporter for many years, visited with Doc Keepfer in December of 2007. Doc explained to Eileen, Eileen explained what Doc, who was stationed aboard Liberty 6 weeks before the attack, had gone through that day. While operating on a sailor to control his bleeding, Dr. Keepfer received 11 shrapnel wounds to his abdomen, a gunshot to his leg, burns, and a broken kneecap. He remained on his feet caring for the crew for the next 28 hours. Doc Keepfer explained to Eileen in his own words what happened. Now, these are his words. A rocket, that's an Israeli rocket, struck above the ceiling of the sick bay, and the light over my head and the operating table protected me. Both acted as a lifesaver for me. Otherwise, I would have gotten hit in my shoulders, side, and back. I was knocked against a wall, and waves of red and white pain throbbed through me. I knew I had to finish with the guy on the table. If I walked away, I wouldn't have returned. All I could think about was keeping limbs attached to sailors. From the moment that the attack began, I felt a greater presence within me that was physically holding me up. I thought it was the spirit of all the Navy docs who had gone before me. I felt physically held up by my invisible assistants, and with all that adrenaline coursing through me and some carefully titrated morphine that I self-injected, I was able to do what I did. It was not until I finished that operation did I even examine myself. The fragments that penetrated me were so hot, they cauterized my wounds. The pain was intense, but after applying surgical dressings to my wounds and putting on a life vest to control the bleeding, I gave myself a shot of morphine and remained on my feet and working for the next 28 hours. Just before the torpedo struck, I was summoned to the bridge and went through the mess decks from sick bay, where a number of wounded sailors were. Captain McGonagall was the only man still functioning there. The lookouts were dead. The helmsman, the guy at the steering wheel, was dead. And I saw the blown apart remains of our navigator, Mr. Toth. T-O-T-H. Forgive me if I mispronounce that. Two decks below me. So he'd been blown down to the deck. All I could do was administer morphine to the still living and get them onto stretchers to evacuate them. I had two corpsmen working with me, and I knew I needed more surrogates, for the wounded were shoulder to shoulder, the full circumference of the passageway. It's not over for Doc. He continues, while I was on the deck, I got hit by a 50 caliber machine gun bullet to my leg that came from the torpedo boats, Israeli torpedo boats, three of them. I was bleeding into my shoes, and not until the next day, when I was able to lie down, did the bleeding slow down. You know the story of the Incredible Hulk and mothers who lift cars off of their kids? When you are angry and hurt, you can do amazing things. If you got 100 people into my skin that day, probably all of them would have thrown up from the hell that erupted on the Liberty. Men were groaning and crying for their mothers, but it was just background noise for me. I was slip-sliding as I crossed the bloody deck to get to the captain, who had been hit. McGonagall was leaning back in the captain's chair, bleeding from many orifices, some natural and some new ones. I applied battle dressings, started an IV, gave him some morphine, and sent an enlisted man to find as many officers as possible to come up to the bridge and assist him and to watch him for shock. The captain said, "If I sit up, I pass out. But as long as I stay in this position, I am okay." People I had eaten lunch with, continues the doc, were dismembered all around me, burned, dead. To this day, every time I have a phone conversation with Phil Turney, who held the light while I was operating on Blanchard, he tells me he can still see the look in my eyes. And that's the end of that quote. And then Phil Turney finishes the chapter this way. This is Phil Turney speaking now. "I spent almost 2 weeks with Doc and learned a lot more about this man than is simply being a brilliant surgeon. After his tour of duty was done aboard the Liberty, he had been in a military jet which had malfunctioned right after takeoff. He ejected from the plane, and although he was able to save his life, it cost him the use of his arm, something a surgeon obviously needs as much as a rifleman needs his eyes. At the time, he was a captain in the Navy and well on his way to becoming an admiral. But the loss of his arm dashed those hopes, which was a terrible blow to him." And that was the end of that story. And then the next page is a really nice full-page photograph, black and white, of Captain, but glossy kind of Captain William McGonagall posing for an official Navy photo on the Liberty with, it looks like Swiss cheese, with holes in it, and they're not little holes. These look like these holes were made probably by rockets because they're 6 inches in diameter. And I don't know how he's, you know, when, well, that's just, that's the end, that's that one chapter, or part of a chapter, entitled Doc. And, you know, he mentions Gary Blanchard, that Phil Turney was holding the light so he could work on Gary Blanchard. When I had finished my quick study of Doc Kiefer, I turned to see one of my fellow enlisted men, Gary Blanchard, lying on a table right next to me. Although his front showed no signs of any wounds, he was lying in a puddle of his own blood that seemed to get bigger by the second. His first words to me were to ask that I remove his socks, saying his feet were on fire. I did as he asked. His next words were to ask if he was going to make it. I could do no more than shake my head. Years later, writes Phil Turney, "I always hated myself for that. Why didn't I lie to him, or at least try to change the subject? They say honesty is a virtue. But if I had to do it over again, I would probably not be as virtuous as I was that day. My only hope is that the shaking of my head put him in the frame of mind he needed to be in to make peace with his maker before the final curtain." Doc Kiefer came over and unbuttoned Blanchard's shirt. I figured he was going to examine his wounds, although I could see there weren't any, at least in the front. A second later, when I saw that scalpel in Doc's hands, I knew what was coming. He started at his chest. I'll stop right there. I'll mark it with my finger and come back right after this break. Stay tuned.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand.
We're back, folks. And following that amazing program of crew members of the USS Liberty, I, here on the 50th anniversary of the attempt to sink the Liberty and kill all of them, so that all of them would be at the bottom of the Mediterranean not speaking to you tonight, I'm reading from Phil Turney's tremendous current book, Erasing the Liberty, a copy of which you surely will want to get. And George, do you remember the website? It's probably written right here in the front page. It's let's see here. It should be right here. I will find that, folks, before we erasing. I'm looking at it now. ErasingTheLiberty.com. That wasn't very hard for me. ErasingTheLiberty.com. Or there's another one, USSLibertyMovie.com. And but let me go back to this, because this is we're just learning the story here of one man, and that is Dr. Richard Kiepfer, K-I-E-P-F-E-R, the only doctor on a ship carrying close to 300 men. And the only reason even he was on board as a doctor, and Phil Turney writes that many more men would have died had he not been on board. Normally, they did not carry a full doctor. They had just a corpsman and a first aid medic. They had a doctor on. They'd taken a doctor on to help with a man who had appendicitis. So he just happened to be on board. And let me, here's some more of that dialogue. He says, I heard a voice off to the right call me, Turney. I turned to discover that the source of this was Lieutenant Commander Philip McCutcheon Armstrong, the ship's executive officer, XO. He was lying on a dining table and by all appearances must have sustained only superficial wounds because there was very little blood. In addition, he was alert, active, and didn't seem to be in any pain. He asked me for a cigarette since he knew I smoked at that time. I lit one, put it in his mouth for him, and we sat and shot the bull for a few minutes, and he asked me a series of questions. How many wounded? How many dead? What time is it? How's Captain doing? I answered as best I could, and he asked for another cigarette. I lit one for him as well as one for myself. We sat and smoked together, continuing our conversation. He never moaned or groaned or complained about anything, not his wounds, physical pain, or anything else. His entire demeanor was one of concern for the crew and the ship, making our little sojourn with each other a pleasant break for me. For those brief few minutes during the conversation between us, things were semi-normal. He was an officer, and I was his subordinate. He had the bearing and confidence necessary if an officer is to lead his men, and this made me feel good. While this conversation was taking place in perfect stereo, I could hear the sounds of agony all around me as men lay waiting either for the comfort of morphine or the comfort of death. Thinking that Lieutenant Commander Armstrong was okay, I told him I had to get moving, writes Phil Turney. I headed for the first class mess to see if there were blankets or anything else I could find to make the suffering of my wounded shipmates more endurable. There was nothing to be found. A few minutes later, I went back to Lieutenant Commander Armstrong to check on him to see how he was getting along. To my great shock and sadness, he was dead. A 37-year-old married father of five, he was a graduate of the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. He served his country honorably in life and with dignity in death. Like any good American serviceman, Armstrong died in his uniform, unlike many of our politicians, whose only uniforms are the lies, false promises, and platitudes they give when trying to get elected to an office they do not deserve to hold. I was summoned to the wardroom, the officer's mess hall. As I entered, the first thing I saw was Dr. Richard Kiepfer, the only doctor on a ship carrying close to 300 men. I'll skip the story on why he was on board. But he concludes that as a result of Dr. Kiepfer being on board, we lost far fewer than we would have. And then the next chapter is a chapter on Dr. Kiepfer. Let me turn to the board here. Welcoming your calls at 800-313-9443. We'll take a break and then be back with some of what's happened today, more about the Liberty and your calls. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Now Liberty was a long ship, someone called her the spook ship. The man is sworn to secrecy. She sailed in international waters off the coast of Sinai, into the Mediterranean Sea.
Welcome back, folks.
With many hard days, full speed ahead.
Welcome back. I hate to interrupt that. Here as we pay tribute to the men who died and served on the USS Liberty, some of whom were here today in the show preceding this one. I hope you got a chance to hear it. We will bring them back. I think Republic Broadcasting will distinguish itself under the leadership of John Stadtmiller by being a home, just continuously being a home for the survivors of the USS Liberty, both the survivors of that day of June 8th, 1967, and the survivors today who are still around. And many of the men, read this book, Erasing the Liberties. Some of the men have had dozens of operations, carry scores of pieces of shrapnel in their bodies today, and some of them didn't make it. Obviously, their lives shortened by what happened to them on June 8th, 1967. George, so much to try to cram into this little tiny show. Let me mention a couple other things happening today that are of just like the USS Liberty, of huge importance to your life, all of us. There is an election in the UK happening right now. The elects are coming. The results are coming in as we speak. They're changing right now in front of me. They're being updated every 30 seconds. So I'll tell you what they are so far. I don't know how to analyze this, George. Maybe you can help me, but it's looking alarming. The headline on Breitbart is May Day. So I hope this is not happening, that this absolute idiot leader of labor, I can't believe the British people would vote for this clown. But Theresa May may be in trouble here. We're going to cover that, and we may have some kind of a more definitive result by the end of our show today. The other big thing that happened today, speaking of clowns, James Showboat Comey testifying for the Senate Intelligence Committee. I think, George, my assessment is very good news there. James Comey was made into a monkey in front of the Intelligence Committee. He made some stupendous mistakes and admissions that expose him to prosecution and jail time and charges against him. He displayed a degree of chutzpah and ego that was boundless. And he was the deep state was really showing its face in the smirking mug of James Comey today. And he was really taken apart. Donald Trump, the man who was the target of he was the man that the deep state is targeting. James Comey didn't do any damage to Donald Trump at all. Donald Trump comes out of today looking very good. We Patriots looking very good. Russiagate looking more and more clearly like the nothing burger that it is. George, your comment?
Well, I essentially agree. It's just so nauseating seeing this hideous man. There's actually been some reasonably good FBI directors through the years and some really bad ones, too. This guy has no business holding an SES job of any kind. So, yeah, I was trying not to throw up.
Well, the Wall Street Journal, in their own story, in their own headline, they say that James Comey, just on the written testimony that he submitted yesterday, has demonstrated why Donald Trump was right to fire him. And thank goodness he did, George. I mean, imagine now that we're seeing what Comey is, what he's made out of. Imagine.
Maybe our only discussion is about should Trump have fired him on the first day or when he did.
Yeah.
I almost think it wouldn't have made any difference. We would have heard this, you know, the Comey side of the story, either in January or in June.
Well, yeah, and as it turns out, the FBI director, as the rules stand now, is appointed to a 10-year term. And so Comey was set. He was appointed by Obama and was set to be the FBI director throughout the Trump presidency. This would have been a nightmare because it turns out it's quite obvious. James Comey is a Clinton stooge. He's a Clinton fixer. He's a Clinton hack. His record going all the way back to Whitewater in Arkansas. Ever since Whitewater, James Comey has been a fixer for the Clintons, covering up their scandals from the inside, from positions in the Justice Department and in the FBI, and as an attorney. Getting very rich. Nobody's really covering this story. James Comey is very rich and has enriched himself actually with some of the companies whose scandals, like HSBC, he covered up as a dirty cop. That's what I would call James Comey, a dirty cop or a fixer.
That's a very apt description. Yep, a dirty cop. You know, not wearing blue, but wearing you know, the typical monkey suit of a hideous bureaucrat in Washington.
And he's one of his tricks enabling him to get away with this through the years is this baby face look that he has. If you look at his face, he's really hard to look at. He really looks like an evil person if you look at him long enough. But just at first impression, he's incredibly tall. He actually towers over even Donald Trump. He's incredibly tall, and he is he's not old. He's fairly young, and he has a sort of baby face, deep bags under his eyes from probably all the crimes and stress. But it's this sort of baby face, and he has this grin on his face that has enabled him to just lie his way through things. Anyway, he really came apart today. He actually admitted that he took confidential material, put it in writing, gave it to a college professor that was a friend of his, who has now been identified and who has admitted he is the recipient of this, and then asked that professor to release this material to the news media in order, I mean, Comey, he wasn't even prompted. He just volunteered this in order, even told his motive, to help secure the appointment of a special counsel, which is what Mueller is now. And the, I mean, he's admitting to really serious crimes. And I mean, the guy's a goof. No one was even grilling him on this. There was some great questioning. Just about everybody in Washington is an attorney, so they're very skillful at grilling people. So there was some great grilling today. Very good on that score. Let's look at the election in Great Britain. There are 650 seats in the British Parliament. I think it's the second largest parliament in the world. Our own Congress with 435 seats, I think, is the third largest in the world. I'm not sure which is the first largest. It might be India. Somebody help me. Maybe a caller can help me at 800-313-9443. But Britain,
we know it's not the People's Republic of China.
Right. An elected parliament of zero. 650 seats in the British Parliament, the House of Commons. And of the 650, 197 as we speak, have been declared. I'm looking at the this is a count coming in from the Independent in Britain, and the this early count doesn't tell you who's winning. We'd have to rely on the Brits for this to extrapolate from this information. But as it stands right now, with only 197 of 650 declared, Jeremy Corbyn has 97 seats for Labour. Theresa May, 77 seats for the Conservatives. The Scottish SNP party has 13 seats. Northern Ireland DUP has 5. A Welsh party has 2 seats, and others 3 seats. I don't see anything for UKIP there. And let's see if there's any projecting going on here. From exit polls, winners and losers, changes in seats. I'm looking, if you can find one, George. We're looking for, and if folks, if you callers out there, if you've got a good last minute projection poll that's coming from one of the bigger British papers, that would be good, or something coming from Breitbart. Here's an update. What's happening? Possibly the Independent says one of the biggest upsets in UK political history. That's not good. With Brexit negotiations less than 2 weeks away, if the exit poll is correct, then there will be complete chaos. This is saying, let's go back to the results as they're coming in. I'm just going to click refresh here. New result here. We're just going to talk about Labour and the Conservatives, because those are the only two parties that are going to get any significant number of seats. Labour with 98 seats, and the Conservative Party with 81 right now. That is 203. So six more have been declared. 203 out of the 650 seats declared. Still very early in the process. If anybody wants to call in on any of the three topics we've broached tonight, the USS Liberty, 50th anniversary thereof, right now, today, June 8th, or the Showboat James Comey show today, which went well for us, or what we're looking at right now, which is not good, if Theresa May, and, you know, George, this is incredible. I, you know, we have to you have to scratch your head. And I never like to speak disparagingly of our own wonderful white European people. But you have to scratch your head when, you know, our Irish cousins elect a guy from half of whom is from, I think, Pakistan or India. Yeah, from Bombay, Mumbai. His dad is a doctor from Mumbai, and he's gay. He became the Taoiseach or the prime minister of Israel. Of, not Israel. My gosh, forgive me. Ireland. he should be the prime minister of Israel. And then today, right after the Manchester slaughter, and right after the latest London Bridge slaughter in Britain, how can Labour, which are the open borders party, how can they do well? And the Conservative Party, who, try to be, or, you know, some of whom try to be for restoring Britain's sovereignty and her borders, how can they be getting shellacked? It's nonsensical. It does, come on. Our British cousins need to wake up, and that's what
makes plenty of sense to me, James, but maybe that's a time for another night. I mean, it's like electing Jeb Bush and saying, boy, I'm sure glad we have such a great guy.
Well, and now what,
he's going to be every bit as bad as a left-wing pinko.
Yeah, now what Theresa May needs, and remember, it was a close call here in America. You know, we made it. We, you know, white folks in America, we had enough common sense to elect Donald Trump by a slim margin. We made it. And the enemy is, you know, still tearing at him, still trying to bring him down. And they will be for the next 8 years. In Britain, Theresa May needs, and she's got to get Britain out of the European Union. Brexit has to be finalized. And if Jeremy Corbyn wins a majority here, or there's what's called a hung parliament where nobody has a majority, this is bad news for Brexit. Theresa May and the Conservatives need 326 in a House of 650, a Parliament of 650, to have a majority. But just a majority of one seat is not good. That's bad. That's less than what they have now. I don't know what the majority is now.
All right. Well, let's suppose she loses. She probably is. They had the big referendum, and UK made the right selection. Now they're having a crooked election, and the neocons are winning. Yes. Maybe even the left wing.
Well, now I'll give you the score here. There's an update. This is updating right in front of my eyes. There are now 214 seats declared. And of course, we're trusting the people that do all this declaring, but we'll just go with the idea that they're being truthful. 103 for Labour, 87 for Conservatives. Oh, just changed. 104 for Labour, 87 for the Conservatives. And I'm going to disregard all the other parties, and I'll just summarize them with a total. That is the Scots, the Northern Ireland, the Welsh, and other parties. They have a total of 18, 21, 25 seats for all other parties assorted. So 104 for Labour, 87 for the Conservatives. That's not looking good right now, but who knows where the first returns. Maybe you're coming in from Labour strongholds, and Conservative strongholds will come in later.
Well, James, this is a lot like the 2012 election. No, we have an ultra, ultra, ultra left-wing pinko running right against a Republican moron. Pretty much the same thing, you know. America spit the lukewarm Republican out of their mouth and voted for the pinko. Why would the Brits do anything different? And well, Theresa May is, I think she's quite wretched. I'm going, oh, my God, and so good that Theresa May will be running the show.
Well, what the origin of her prime ministership, folks, is that David Cameron was a prime minister, and he called for the Brexit vote and lost, and he then did the right thing. He resigned, and that elevated Theresa May in a vote of the conservatives for a new leader. She became the leader, but she's never been the subject of a national election or referendum in Britain. So she was thinking, in calling for this election, she did it. She did it to herself here. She thought, well, we're on a roll. Let's call a new election, and we'll get an even stronger conservative position in Parliament. Well, it looks like she might have made a really, really bad call. And the count is now 105 Labour, 91 Conservative.
Well, things do have to get worse before they get better, you know. And we have a Donald Trump to vote for. And as long as there is one, you know, America will vote for one. Britain doesn't have anything.
Yes.
They have nobody to vote for.
Right. Maybe Theresa May could be compared to a George Bush. Well, let's listen to our last break here and come back with our last segment. Stay tuned.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When this war,
we're back,
is
folks.
Over.
We're in our last segment. And we'll just kind of wrap things up. There's so much going on today. I don't dare really bring up anything new. This is James Kelso. You're listening to a program sponsored by the American Freedom Party. And you can find our party at theamericanfreedomparty.us. There are a bunch of little parties in this vote going on right now in Britain. I hope you like what you see at theamericanfreedomparty.us. I hope you join the AmericanFreedomParty.us. And here we are on the Trump phenomenon program. We've been on the Trump train here with the American Freedom Party ever since Donald Trump announced. We caught it right away that he was the real deal. Let's look at what's going on here. Theresa May in big trouble in Britain right now. I'll give you the update. You heard it here live. You know, George, this is like election night. Remember on this show, we were covering it live as it happened, and it was in the middle of the show. We got a call from Chicago. One of our listeners really had figured it out that Donald Trump had won. When he won Pennsylvania.
Speaking of our listeners from Chicago, we got him on the air right now.
Oh, it's Jeff. Hey, Jeff, you're on the air here. We're running out of time, buddy. Doesn't look good in Britain. How are you doing?
Greetings, gentlemen. Yeah, I'm looking at the Telegraph newspapers live. They got a live update. I don't think it'll be total Armageddon. It'll just be like they're going to have to make Labor and the Tories are going to have to make deals with the smaller parties. So Labor is not going to win outright. So they're not going to be able to do whatever
That's
they
right.
want without
it's
making deals.
It's going to be... Right. It's called a hung parliament. I'll tell you the current total, folks. Labor right now in the overall vote, I haven't given this yet, 42.1% Labor. Conservatives, very close, 40.6%. Liberal Democrats, 5.9%. That's Northern Ireland. The Scottish National Party, 3.2%. That's Scotland. And then others, including UKIP, 8.2%. So that's a hung parliament. And you're right. The coalition's going to have to be made here. But unfortunately, this is not the Trump train that Britain needed. And so they need a Donald Trump person like Nigel Farage to galvanize them. And let's hope that Brexit is not a casualty of this failure.
That would be a calamity.
Yes.
That's the only, I don't care what their internal politics are. I want Brexit to go through. That's what I want. And by the way,
yes,
United Kingdom has the second largest legislature between the House of Lords and the House of Commons. They have 1,430 members. China does have a unicameral legislature. They're the largest, 2,987, according to Trickipedia. So, like, it doesn't any good, right?
they're all automatons.
You know, it just does what the ruling communists tell them to do. But United Kingdom is second, Italy is third, France is fourth, and the United States is down there a ways. So anyway, and Comey's finished. Like I said last night, it was going to be a nothing burger. I don't watch that stuff live because I can't stand him. Rush Limbaugh had the best 2 hours today. He laid it out really good. Folks, go to YouTube, pull up his podcast, and you can listen to how he explained it all.
He has a very good legal mind. All right.
Oh,
well, thank
God.
You, Jeff. And, hey, we'll have the wrap-up tomorrow night, folks. Thank you all for being here. George, thank you. See you all tomorrow night.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.